New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman today announced the indictment of 19 people charged with conspiring to transport large amounts of narcotics from New York City to the Capital Region for distribution purposes. The AG says months of wiretapping and surveillance by a coalition of law enforcement agencies resulted in a 226-count indictment being issued against the 19.
During the wiretaps, we recorded the alleged dealers using cryptic language to describe their wares, including referring to powder cocaine as, quote, the Miley Cyrus. Investigators also recovered a wide array of drugs and guns during the investigation, including more than 3 pounds of bulk cocaine with a street value of about $150,000.
Operation Wrecking Ball marks the sixth major drug bust since Attorney General Schneiderman's announcement of a targeted crackdown on New York's growing and often violent heroin, opioid, and narcotics trafficking networks. The AG says 37 guns, including long guns, were seized during raids in the Capital District, along with
large quantities of drug paraphernalia, including scales and packaging material, $63,000 in cash, and cutting agents that they were using to bulk up their own supply, including a bodybuilding supplement known to cause kidney damage. Two of the alleged dealers, Cedric James of Brooklyn and Laquan Wright of Schenectady, are being charged as major traffickers.
If convicted, both could face life in prison. Acting Albany Police Chief Robert Sears attributes the success of Operation Wrecking Ball to partnership among law enforcement entities.
It's through those partnerships that we're able to keep this poison and these very dangerous weapons off of our streets.
Sears also spoke on behalf of Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
She's very committed to keeping this stuff off the streets of Albany and understands the importance of working together in law enforcement to make sure that these things do not hit our streets.
The remaining defendants face maximum sentences between 9 and 24 years in prison. They're listed at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.